Hey, B. Hold on, man. I got a little bit of music trivia for you, dog. I forgot to tell you doing pre-pride.
All right.
So, Michael Jackson, I'm Bad. I'm sure you're very familiar with the song. Did you know that was originally supposed to be a duet?
With Prince.
Yeah.
And he said it was gonna be pathetic or something like that. Yeah, I saw
Hey,
that. Hey, what's with the shirt?
my man P was like, I don't like that, Michael. I do not like how are you going to start off a song by saying your butt is mine? I don't want your butt, and you shouldn't want mine. And that was like the no bullshit. That was like the man. He's like, what?
Right. They added Wesley Snipes to the video. And he was like, this should change the whole album to pathetic. I was like, this light skinned motherfucking. Yeah. All right, man. Let me show you that Michael.
He was the realest of all.
Threw that shade at Michael. Man, hit the intro.
Oh man, what's up, everybody? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. Along with myself, Low. You just heard my partner crying, B. And if y'all want to email the show, it's uptownentboys@gmail.com.
Right, I'm coming to you live from out the motherfucking closet, because that's the only quiet place I can find in this bitch.
We trapped in the
You,
closet.
man, just let. I want to R. Kelly. I know he wrote a masterpiece while he in prison right now. He had to.
Sure.
He got that look, that pictures they keep taking of, and I keep thinking of the songs he coming up with. I'm like, I know he got it. I'm in prison. They after my booty hole. I don't know, man. Might be gay.
Hey,
But look.
go ahead.
Hey, man. I don't know. You see that bullshit on Instagram with the 6ix9ine and Meek Mill?
Like they were saying 6ix9ine trying to run up on Meek Mill.
Yeah, he was like, look, he got a cop right here. Look at him. Look at him. He the feds. He with the cops. He got security. I ain't got no security.
Was he talking about Meek?
Yeah.
Man, look, dude, Meek, there's something going on with Meek, man, because I don't know if you recall, I think it was like sometime last summer, he was playing with some old rich white man and he lost. They was playing tennis and he lost. They made him do like a bunny hop or something like that or whatever, like looking real crazy.
I ain't hear about that.
Yeah, they was like it was almost like some public humiliation shit. And like people recorded the video and put it online. And Meek was like, man, y'all wouldn't even understand, man. Y'all wouldn't even understand. You know, I was playing with billionaires, man. I'm trying to get on their level. So the fact that ain't nobody really clown Meek about that shit other than DJ Academics and 6ix9ine is really telling.
Yeah, man, they make you do stupid stuff. You want to get on that level, they make you look crazy. Is that what it is?
Because they'll never respect you. If they got you doing that shit now, they'll never respect you when or if you get on their level.
Right, dummy. Fuck wrong with you? Man, I think we missed last week. So I've been kind of trying to be active on our Instagram page. Y'all need to go ahead and follow that mug. Like, follow, share with your friends. I'm gonna be trying to post these clips on there for them or whatever, man. Uptown, I think it's Uptown Podcast. Uptown ENT podcast. Ooh, I'm about to give them wrong.
It's Uptown ENT podcast. Yeah, I was like, hold on, let me go
Yeah,
find
yeah,
you.
yeah, yeah. That's what it is. Hey, follow that motherfucker, man. Like it. Follow us. Oh, I mean, I'll follow other podcasts too, but you know, they ain't gonna serve us no purpose because we ain't really. I mean, we doing our own thing, so we ain't listening to each other that much because we ain't want to seem like we stealing from each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it does end up rubbing off on you. And we want to be authentically us, just two St.
Yeah,
Louis niggas acting ignorant.
because I don't want you to be like, man, that's what we were saying. I was like, I don't even listen to your show. I just follow you for real. I'm just there for the support. I'm being straight up because that's how it be, man. It'd be like, oh, he biting. I'm like, dang. But yeah,
But
I
ain't
want
nothing.
that.
ain't nothing new under the sun, though. That's what I was going to say or whatever. Like, most black podcasts, I hate to say it, talk about the same shit.
Right. I mean, we get the ignorant. I think that's why we try to switch it up a little bit, just random. Now, ours is basically phone kind of conversation for the public. That's how you want to put it.
Right.
I don't care about y'all relationship status. I can't give you relationship advice because that shit.
Yo, just... Jesus Christ.
I can't, like, for real though. I don't, like, it's coming from my personal views. It's gonna be different for you. Everybody personality different. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all out here on this matchmaking stuff. I'm like, man, y'all just gonna have to go out with that person different, and that's good for you. You want somebody, man, look, you want to date somebody that's just like you? That's what these people out here looking for. That's where I'm gathering from my viewpoint. You trying to date somebody like you, but you don't even like you. So why would you even, you know what I'm saying? Why would you even try to find a person like you?
The thing about it, dude, I don't think they realize that they don't like you. They don't like themselves. They think they feel under that facade that they are perfect. And everything they do is good, and everything that bad that happens to them in their life, they can point to somebody else as the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
So right. Them people is living in denial. If you lie to yourself, I just know that you eventually lie to me.
Right. So yeah, date somebody that's not like you, somebody off the wall, different. Man, that's how it's supposed to be to me.
Date somebody who ain't afraid to tell your spoiled ass no and stand on that shit.
Right. And quit taking advice from single people, man. That shit never, like, I ain't never understood that.
I would rather take advice from somebody who has been divorced 5 times, because I think at least by that point, they should know something to be like, okay, this is what you don't do.
Right. Look at the signs. But somebody that ain't been married, barely in the, man,
they ain't even in a relationship. They've been in a quote-unquote relationship, which is actually just a situationship, with the same nigga for the past 10 years who just pops up every 2-3 months to fuck her and then go on about their business. And her dumb ass stay single.
And that's how they... That's why they be bad at the time, angry. Like, dang. Okay.
Dude, I know we said we wouldn't give a relationship advice, but this reminds me of a conversation I actually had with one of my homegirls a few days ago, and she was talking about, like, she felt like a dude lied to her because, of course, Valentine's Day, which is today, coming up, and women lose their fucking mind around Valentine's Day. Majority of single women, because they like, oh my God, I don't have anybody, which basically all you want somebody for on this day is to flaunt them around to your other single friends and try and make them feel jealous.
Yeah, that's bad too. That's toxic.
Very. Right. Very. But what I was telling her, because she was talking about, like, she said a dude lied to her or whatever, because she was like, so what are we doing on Valentine's Day? And he was like, nothing. And she was like, well, you know, since I'm your girl, I thought we was doing something. And he was like, you're not my girl.
Dang.
He was like, you're not my girl. I ain't got no girl. But I told her, I said, you can't get mad at him. She was like, but he lied to me. I said, he didn't lie to you. He may have fucked you over, but he ain't lied to you. He ain't never make a commitment to you. I'm like, did y'all ever even have a conversation about committing to each other? She was like, no. And I said, okay, so what made you think y'all was committed to each other? She's like, well, I was doing this and that for him. I was, you know, help babysitting his kids and stuff. And I'm like, see, that's your fucking fault. You doing too much for the nigga, and the nigga ain't even just showed you that he want to commit to you. So now you mad. Nah, he ain't lied to you. He did a whole bunch of shit, but he ain't lied to you, because he never said that he was committed to you. So she ain't talking to me right now, but whatever.
Hey, it is what it is. You just being honest, you want to hear, I don't know, they just want you to be on the side. No, you need to hear this negative about yourself so you can stop doing some the dumbest shit.
Right.
Fuck all that. It's Valentine's Day. Some of y'all don't celebrate it. I get it. Some of y'all do. Some of y'all feel sad on this day. But I don't know why it's just this day you feeling sad on and not any other day that you single. But it is what it is. I guess you want the clout for for the social media pictures. Two, you want to wear your red. You want your chocolate strawberry. Man, just go buy yourself a chocolate strawberry and shit. You'll be all right. I started going on TikTok too, man. I'm start posting the clips on there if y'all on there. TikTok. On there is Uptown ENT Wolf Diesel on there. TikTok can send me through. I'll be sitting there going through the rabbit hole on TikTok, man. New videos, just watching them girls twerking on there is just insane. I gotta ask myself, how many twerk videos can I watch? And then I look in the mirror and go, a lot. Ain't that what J. Cole said? A lot? Or was that 21-7? I'm like, dang, she got it. I'm like, whoa. Go here, man. Hey, TikTok a trap, man. I'm like, how I get up in this, man?
How you end up in it? Like, you ain't click on it?
Yeah, right, man. I'm like, how? Like, you know, my mind, I'm gonna scroll away in the next video. Damn. I haven't seen, man. Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
I'm just trying to get, us the views and the likes and move on. I don't know if y'all know. Somebody could tell us. Can we cuss on YouTube? Will we make a YouTube video?
Yeah, you can cuss on there. We just can't get it monetized.
We can't get it monetized?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What happens if we get it monetized?
They just won't monetize the video with cussing in it.
Oh, so we got to clean up our act on there and do a Patreon for something different for the uncut version.
Or we could just go on here and just find our own find, which is hard as hell to do, try to find advertisers, because I've been trying to find some because the platform we use or whatever ain't really dishing out no advertisements right now, because I think they might, I don't know, they got bought by Spotify and everything.
So we need to find something else.
Yeah, it's a couple of them I've been looking at. I was gonna talk to you about. Granted, you gotta pay, but still.
Yeah, we probably think about the same one where it share your stuff to YouTube and. Is it like not Streamlabs, but it's called something else?
What I was thinking about was Spreaker, not Speaker, but Spreaker.
Okay.
But we can check out that. I'm open to anything. I'm like, yeah, free AO. Free is apparently not always the answer, y'all.
Yeah, we need to reach more people, man. I want to chat with y'all, man. I want to talk to y'all too. We talk amongst ourselves. I want to talk amongst y'all. StreamYard, that's what it's called.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard about it. I know a few people on YouTube who use it, but I definitely heard it.
We could do the free version of that, but I need to look at the paid version to see if it spread out, if it advertised a lot more, if it just give you more hours on the stream. But we gonna record like 20 hours. That's like 4 hours, like four days out the month. We hit 20 hours. So I don't know. I know y'all don't want to hear that shit, but it is what it is.
Just the behind the scenes chat. So when we up and move, or for some reason, this link that you listening on don't work no more.
Right, we try to move on. This Nelly and Ali situation.
Mm-hmm.
The same lunatics.
It's a Midwest thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a Midwest. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. You put that in there. All right. Apparently, I don't know what's going on with Ali, man. He's saying Nelly ain't putting him on like he was supposed to.
But he keep on calling Nelly little bro or whatever, like he trying to be demeaning to him.
But Nelly was saying Ali was the big man. He already read the book about the music industry. He was already in the industry. Yeah. He was the leader.
Ali need to just breathe in.
And that song, though, that was the monastery. Damn, right there, breathe in, breathe out. Yeah. Hey, they didn't put Nelly on though. Like he signed after everybody else signed.
That's when Nelly was supposed to be like a background player in the St. Lunatics.
I don't know how Nelly got how he blew up the way he did, but apparently after he blew up, then it was all on him. Nelly, like the money was on the table, and there ain't nobody make no albums. Even if they didn't make no album, they still would have got paid. So you tell me why they didn't make no album. Music. I was making music.
Nelly said, Ali had said that Keywan, he was like, yeah, Nelly made Keywan have a stroke because he kept on stressing him out about making some music.
And like Nelly said, the money on the table. Why he dancing in the videos wearing a mask?
That's Flowdale, man. That ain't Keywan.
You know what I'm talking about.
God damn.
That slow down. You wear the mask. Yeah. You got paid for dancing.
Hold on, man.
Yeah, that goes to show you keep on when important.
Oh, shit. My fault. My hair says it's about to die. Yes, that is slow down.
Okay. Hey, while Murphy Lee ain't get in on it though, he only came out with two songs, didn't he?
I could have sworn Murphy Lee came out with a album, at least one album. It was that Murphy's Law.
Oh, you're right. But what song was what was the single for that?
Hold on,
was it look at these shoes?
Nigga, it bet. Damn, Murphy Lee is 5'6". I knew he was small, but damn.
And the dress followed him.
Nah, I think it was what the hook gonna be.
Oh yeah. I don't need no fucking hook on this beat. Uh-oh.
Right. And then that was around the same time he dropped Murphy's Law. I think he dropped that right after he dropped right after they did that song on the Bad Boy soundtrack.
Yeah, okay. Shake Your Tail Feathers, he was on that. Yeah, I remember. Apparently Ali was writing all their verses, and then Nelly was like, I got a different writer. I don't need you to write for me no more. He said, whoa. Ali was saying he what?
I ain't know he was writing all nigga, why he couldn't write no hot verses for himself then?
Being lazy. That's just what Nelly was saying. You could have had an album.
You know what?
Money was on the table.
And you know what? I can't even do Ali like that, man. Because what was that? That Money Snap remix? Ali Jive got off on her.
Yeah.
he kind of got off on that song, man.
But I guess if you think about it, if he writing Nelly's in them verses, what he going to write about that people in my way? That sound like something Nelly would say.
Yeah, true. And then on top of that, if you writing the verses, I'm assuming you getting that back end publishing, so it really ain't no reason for you to be broke.
Right. He said, I guess whoever was writing for Nelly stopped, and then he said he ended up writing for Nelly still on the back end, but he still ain't see no money for it.
Well, he's stupid as hell or whatever, because if you write, everybody know, like, everybody trying to want to be the artist in the music industry, but the real money is in writing and production. Everybody know that, because a lot of the times the artists, that's why they have to do tours and stuff, because that's the only time they get paid. The artists, for the most part, if you ain't writing or producing, you ain't getting paid off of no album streams.
And that's how they got set up. I bet you Nelly probably didn't know how them contracts work. And he signed last, and he was like, they didn't read them contracts, we just signed it.
Yeah.
And so when he did his solo album, if Ali writing his songs on the solo album, then and Nelly don't know about it, they think it's somebody else writing, then that's Ali's fault,
man. That's like
not looking business. Over this stuff.
That's music business 101, to look over your damn contract.
I'm not going to get, Nelly ain't going to give him money out of his own pocket, because the studio probably should be giving him money if he's writing it.
True.
That's my opinion. I ain't no music mogul in the industry or nothing. So if y'all some music people, then y'all can chime in and correct. You know what I'm saying?
It's This nigga said a music mogul. Damn.
I'm just using street smarts. The common sense part, like, well, I need my money. I need contracts. I need them to be right. I need somebody to look over them.
B Knight. Who do you want to be, B Knight or B Diddy? Hold up, dog. B Diddy and the Family might be the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Let me write that down.
He's suing Sean John. I was like, ain't that his name?
Yeah, dude, what the hell? Like, I thought that too, because I'm like, wait a minute, I thought that was his company, and they like, nah, that ain't his company. I'm like, huh?
So he another one of that lost his name.
Man, I'm like, this is too much.
But yeah, Nelly and Ali, I don't know. And then people, you know, apparently he was talking shit to Ludacris about Ludacris. But Nelly was like, why didn't you say that to that man when we was all in the same room?
What is his problem with Ludacris?
He don't even know. Like, I guess what he did to Chingy. And Nelly was like, Chingy?
Ali don't even Chingy. Fucking like Chingy.
Right. Like, you mad at Ludacris, honey, how he treated Chingy? Come on, man.
Hey, man, again, nigga, read your contracts. You can't get mad because somebody fucking you over and you didn't read or didn't hire somebody who knew how to read over that shit to read.
First of all, why you trusting somebody that's new in the industry, too, that's going to help you? They trying to get money and you trying to get money, but they both of y'all motherfuckers do.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. You about to tweet. Hey, man. Look.
But the thing about... I just don't understand, B. What is he mad about? Is he saying like Nelly fucked him up on some money, basically?
He ain't where he's supposed to be.
Nigga, that's your fault. You was already quote unquote in the industry before them. You was trying to bring them in. Them was the little homies. If you wasn't ready to lead, then you should have been like, hey, one of y'all need to lead or whatever. Like, or maybe go and find a good manager, like most people tell you.
Why don't you write these other up-and-coming St. Louis rappers raps? I don't know what's with the rap scene in St. Louis, but I just want to leave.
You want to leave? Damn, the raps ain't going to make you leave town?
Yeah, man. I was watching, like, the battle rap part, and I'm like, these dudes and they wordplay. It's just they trying to Verb, be like Arsenal, man.
But Verb ain't Verb from her.
Is he? He is.
I was gonna say he either from here or Texas, but I thought he was from here.
You know what happened when these dudes from St. Louis move up, they take a whole nother persona, like Metro Boomin. Like, you know, I'm from St. Louis, but I'm from somewhere else.
Whoa, Metro Boomin from St. Louis?
Yeah.
I ain't know that, dog. Let me go Google this. Hold up. I can't be trusting you. Okay, you right.
Come on, this nigga. What? All right.
Well, I just said you was right. I don't know what else you want me to do. Yeah, ain't this some trusted. Shit. This nigga was born in St. Louis. God damn. Anyway.
All right. I mean, I know some music. Dang, I ain't no music person like you, but I'm in the streets. It's gonna be my new album, In the Streets. Be in the streets.
How many tracks you gonna have on there?
Two.
Just two?
That shit gonna be, yeah, man. I'm gonna pull a Meg Thee Stallion. I don't need nothing but two tracks, and y'all gonna dance on them shits, and they just gonna be TikTok favorites for a long time. Okay. That's all I gotta do. Just kind of stream, right?
I'm gonna go ahead and send you a catalog of beats or whatever, you know. Just let me get 30% of the royalties.
So while we in music, y'all need to watch that Cardi B Up video.
Okay. Now I really need to pull it up and watch it right now because you talk about it go. I know what that means. She was shaking that ass.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I watch it, I don't even know what she was talking about.
See, this nigga talking about it go. Like he was really bobbing off of it.
That's some reason why we watch Meg Thee Stallion videos. Also, y'all need to listen to that 3-6 Mafia and Bone. I think Heavy in the Bag.
Now, so I know pretty much everybody from Bone was on the song. Who from 3-6 showed up besides DJ Paul?
I think Juicy J on there. That's it. That's like a minute before they even start rapping though.
Oh, okay, so apparently Paul and Jay back cool again.
You know, they to get the bag. I thought he was always making they beats.
Oh, Paul?
Yeah. Whatever Juicy J was in, he was still making the beats. They can't skip out on the money.
Well, I mean, it depends. It depends because Juicy J is like, he's a producer too. But... You know, he's not on the level of Paul producing.
Right.
Juicy J was also like he was writing shit too.
Shut the fuck up. I had to do it. I guess this counted as music too, because we didn't do episode last week. Hey, this the 80th episode though.
Word, congrats.
Hey.
I thought we at least had 100 in the tank.
That's what I thought. Every time I looked when I was clipping them videos, it was like 79. Dang. Okay. I thought we was already past it. But I mean, we ain't take that many breaks off.
Mm-mm. Nah, man.
What else in music, dog? What about Lil Uzi Vision?
What about him? I bet that damn hole stink.
He look like a little... I can't say that, can I? I don't want to get canceled.
Nah, it's best that we don't. Let's at least wait until we go on ahead and get higher up, and then we can get canceled.
This dude got the little jewel on the bit of his head, looking like
a nigga
fruitcake. Nigga! How he posing with his legs all crossed. Oh, hey. Sailor Moon looking motherfucker.
Hold up, man. Fuck little Uzi Corvette or whatever, nigga. I'm watching this with the Cardi video. These mm-hmm. bitches in here kissing like shit.
I told you. Hey, that video. Yeah.
Nigga, they talking each other down. What the fuck going on?
This the video, dog. Tell you.
Hey, you know what though? That kind of proves the point of what people be saying though. You could be everything for a nigga and he'll still go cheat. Because why all said cheating on her, dog?
I don't know. You can't cheat on Cardi B. If you cheat on her, she ain't doing something right. Maybe she ain't as freaking cheap rapper about.
Oh no, but see, but you know what though? I don't know, man. Cardi give me like real strong energy, like, you know, even though she don't write that shit, but she definitely influences the writers. Like, yeah, I be doing all this.
I hope her writers females.
Now, you know who was like her main writer? I don't know if he still does or not, but when she first came out was Partisan Fontaine. Yeah, they had that song together, that backing it up. I'm the king of talking shit. Yeah.
He wrote that whole thing?
He wrote her. He had been writing her verses for a minute. You know, like when she had first came in the game, that's the only reason why she jumped on that song was because, you know, hey, that's my ghostwriter and he trying to go on ahead and make a career as a rapper. So I won't, you know, I'm going to try and help him.
That's what's up, though. Yeah. At least ain't nobody putting you out on Front Street. Somebody writing your shit.
I mean, I think it's just acceptable. It's just accepting that the people gonna, you know, write they don't. Most people don't write they.
I thought it was always like that for some people, and it didn't matter as long as the song was good.
See, that only matters in genres outside of rap. In rap, I swear, motherfuckers get on your head about that shit.
But if you in the industry, you know half of these dudes ain't writers. They got writers. You can't tell me all y'all motherfuckers in the same industry. Y'all got all the same connections, agents, whatnot. Y'all don't know this stuff. You get in this business. You can't tell me. If you've been in this mother for like 20 years, you can't tell me you don't know nothing about these writers. Look at Salt and Pepper and them. The only one I was KRS-One and Shantae, what the fuck her name is. Yeah, I can give them credit, but the rest of them cats, come on. Somebody had to write something for them to come up and then teach them how to write.
The only thing, well, I mean, some people probably can put, I mean, you definitely gonna need input from people, because even if you are good at writing, you're gonna need somebody to help you structure the song or whatever. So, I mean, you're gonna need that help, but it, man, right. Rap is just different, man. Rap is just different because I guess they always marketed themselves on being real. So it's like, nigga, how a motherfucker gonna write your shit or whatever? Nigga, you ain't no motherfucking killer. That nigga who wrote your shit, the killer.
See, this is where I'm gonna hit him with this. A lot of these cats, we ain't saying they can't rap. A lot of these dudes just be freestyling with no hook and no like no organizations in their song. Like, you gotta stop somewhere. Say this over and over again, and then bring this verse in. So you may write something down, and they writing something down, and y'all just putting the ideas together. See, they can help you structure the song, so you just ain't freestyling on every dang old song. That's not gonna make a single. If you want to make money, I'm pretty sure some of these cats that want to make money got writers for a hit on the radio.
Yeah.
And I don't really see nothing wrong with that. As long as it's more good and it ain't trash, because some of these dudes need writers.
But yeah, right. Because
some of this stuff just be sounding the same. I'm like, man, it's the same song you just rapped about last time. And that's what, you know what, DC Young Fly actually said that too. He was like, man, I don't care about having writers, because I don't want to be out here making the same shit. Yeah. I need something different.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then even if the writer writes something that totally don't fit your personality, you can just go and just change a few words here and there or whatever, but at least you have a strong starting point.
Right. Ooh, like, I know somebody writing little Uzi verses on these features.
But how is somebody writing? Nah, you know what? Never mind. I was going to say, how's somebody writing for Lil Uzi and Lil Uzi writing for other people? But that's Lil Yachty I'm thinking about.
Yeah, Lil Uzi. I'm like, look at my brother. Look at this small chain. He got a big face. And you know, he did an interview about mumble rap. And he was like, all I got to do is get on the track and say, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And people buy that shit. That's mumble rap. That's what he explained. Mumble rap. I was like, really?
Do we need to blame what's my man Mims for that? Because he was the first one to say he can make a meal saying nothing on the track.
Is that Nick, my chain handler? So
not that this is why I'm hot.
This is why I'm hot.
Mm-hmm.
You got a point, and everybody remixed this shit, he ain't get no money.
Nigga, right. Again, because the producer, you know, they're still doing the mixtape era though, so you can remix shit and nobody get paid.
They was tripping. I ain't trying to have all these features on my album. You know, a lot of these new cats coming out got like six dudes on their album. I'm sitting here adding up. The baby saying he charged $120,000. And I'm sitting here like, dang.
Look, shit. Look, baby probably charged more than he probably charged $200 to $250.
That's what I was trying to get to, Lil Baby. You think he the new Drake? Not as per se Drake, but as in features.
Like that like mega superstar.
Yeah, like you when you if you got Lil Baby on that hot, that's your ticket.
That Lil Baby stimulus package.
Hell yeah, cause Lil Baby on every motherfucking body's shit. I ain't mad at it. Don't take it that way. But I'm just saying, he next. He like Drake to get found him a star.
He is. You know what he is. And man, it was just something about like last year. Like, you know, he had like that kind of run last year that like you hope that a lot of other people go on, or they kind of start to go on one, then they fall off. Like 21 Savage had a run like that a couple of years ago, where we was like, okay, 21 Savage turned in that corner. And then he just like disappeared.
He
definitely didn't get to the point where Lil Baby is now, but he was approaching her because he was jumping on everybody's song. Hell, the baby just did it. Like, what's that, 2019?
Now he finally changed his flow up, man. He got that daggone song, Masterpiece. Hey, that's my shit.
Look at you finally give a little baby, the baby some props.
That's my shit. That my little girl Matt said, I'm a masterpiece. She sucked my dick when she mad at me. I'm like, dang, okay, that's why I go hard.
Did that did oh nigga, I got something else I'm gonna need for you to look up too. But so do you think that Lil Baby and do you think that's Lil Baby rubbing off on Da Baby since they kind of like roll together and be rapping together? You think maybe he giving him some ideas or whatever, like, nah man, you should say it like this, or you know.
Da Baby, he like one of them hard rappers. Like, I mean, I don't know how to explain it.
Lil Baby a hard rapper too or whatever. He just got like that kind of like, he kind of got like that bone, kind of like that harmony with him though.
He got that, he got a unique rap style.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Baby. And that's why I was like, I could listen to him. Like, it's different. Like, kind of like Juice WRLD. He got that unique. Yeah, wait, hold up, dog. Hold up. I know you heard that Juice WRLD song, I'm a Bad Boy.
I have not heard that.
He go, what is it? Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. I'm a bad boy. When they got off my ass and got the cash, and I got it in my bag, boy. That's that harmony on that song. It got Young Thug on it. That mug dope.
Okay. Thug, and you know what though? Thug is another person who can like his voice is like a it's like a damn instrument.
He actually started rapping.
Man, I would venture to say that Thug is always rap, but I know you kind of went off the ceiling.
On some of his songs, he came out in the first few years he was out. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew what the fuck this cat was. He wasn't. I can't agree with that.
Weren't you a damn kid refusing some food?
Hey, but when he started rapping with Travis Scott, the dude was, he was going in. He was saying some off the wall of shit though, but I'm like, that didn't even make sense. But
hell, he was probably getting help from Travis's ghostwriter.
That dude said, "I put my gum in the pussy, not as wet." I'm like, but like, boy, what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, you know, some women, like the women we was talking about earlier, who can't seem to keep a man, that type of stuff might make them a little moist.
I put my gum in the pussy now as well. I say, nigga, that sound like rape. I'm still
done. I was trying to.
I'm sorry, man, because I'm just listening to it. I'm like, you know what else somebody was getting on me about, because I didn't agree with them, because they were talking about like some of the girls. I was like, them dressing up in like Catholic schoolgirls. I was like, that sounds like a pedophile to me. Like, I would never been into that shit.
Yeah. I don't want to dress to where you look younger. That's not sexy to me.
No, I was like, think about it. I was like, yeah. Look, you I'm not overthinking shit. You say Catholic school girl, no.
Man, I prefer for a chick to dress up as a police officer before she do that right. Shit.
Right. Yeah.
Nigga, hey, I'm gonna just get out the way and let you just have the show, dog. You want it.
hello, dog. Hello, we got breaking news. Will was like, he just listened to the most recent podcast. And he was like, he heard that you was mad that he got a stimulus check. And he was like, if it makes you happy, I would not be eligible to get the new stimulus check.
Shit, neither would I. But hey, you know what though? I was mad at Will, but I got mine like a week after. I was like, oh shit, that shit hit my account. I was like, yeah.
Hey man, we got anything else for music?
I do want to bring up one last thing for music. You need to check out that that Sweetie Best Friends song with Doja Cat. Check out that video, dog. It's pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dog. I think I seen I seen the Megan Thee Stallion and Doja Cat video. Is that the same one you're talking about?
No, nah, Sweetie.
Sweetie.
Or it's spelled SWEETI.
She hot right now. You know, when she came out with that one song, I thought she was gonna fall off.
That my type of shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even know how she even got to make that, because I remember when she first came out where she was trying to redo that Kaya song, which all of her songs been like remixes kind of. But she tried to do that My Neck, My Back shit, and then like she was on that track like yawning and shit. She's like, oh, I be getting bored with these niggas. I'm like, bitch, you sound so lazy.
Mm.
But yeah, right. She done made a recovery. Maybe Quavo writing for her since they was fucking.
She in love with that motherfucker. Fur Baby remix, dog.
Not a fan.
That song is wild as fuck. I was like, what in the X-rated shit is this? Yeah, they got the baby on there. That's why it made it to where it made it to.
Man,
and
I don't.
You threw me all the way off when you said somebody wrote that for JT and the City Girls. I was like, that motherfucking gay.
Dude, that's who Yachty be writing for.
He be writing for the City Girls?
Yeah.
If he wrote that song for them, that verse,
nigga,
too much.
I don't know who fuck wrote that. That real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga, but I know them motherfuckers ain't writing. At least not both of them. So, hey man, niggas be just trying to get their money, dog. They like, look, okay, You a woman, you need me to write for you? Cool. I'll go and write for you or whatever. It's kind of like, whatever. You going to be the one saying this shit.
Hell no, man. You thinking that shit, though. No, ain't nothing but world that made me think. It's just like, maybe you was like, damn, I want her to do this to me. Maybe I can.
That could be it, too. You know, you want her to talk greasy to you like that.
Man. Right, and this is the first time we ever talked this long about music, but yeah.
All right. Dude, was we done with the Nelly and Ali stuff? Just, you know.
I think that shit's still ongoing. Yeah, we were done with it.
Man.
All right. Put the nail in the coffin. It's too late for all that. Like my man Killmonger says, all that challenge shit is dead. All that being mad and coming out and talking about it shit is dead. Why you say something now, not something back then? It's a wrap. You can't.
I mean, well. You know what? Hey man, I just want people to stop trying to take sides on this shit like they really care. Because I'm like, nigga. Y'all don't have to. Why is y'all taking sides between these two people? Even if Ali is broke, one would assume he got more than the average person.
And y'all don't even know these cats for real. Y'all really want to struggle to know Deli and these dudes, but stop it. Yeah, people, the podcast that Nelly was on is a local podcast, and she been on that high horse too, boy.
And motherfucker. That's another thing, too, because motherfuckers swore for years, the same people who are now on Nelly's side, but they swore for years that Nelly was a snake, that he don't look out for nobody in St. Louis, and he trying to keep everybody from St. Louis down. And them same people now are like, I agree with Nelly, I'm on Nelly's side. Like, nigga, Nelly, the nigga who you've been talking shit on the past 10 years?
Nah. Motherfucker, and stop saying he won that versus.
He's saying
he didn't win that versus.
Nigga.
He also said he didn't care about the rotation of the music because he not getting paid. He wanted the rotation of what he wanted to hear, what he thought was popping. He wasn't and getting paid for
just
that.
Like that.
Yeah. Ali was like, won't you do this? He's like, no, because Ali was there doing the verses, picking the songs.
Why he ain't jump on camera and tell Luda to meet him somewhere then?
I sent you that freestyle Luda did.
Yeah.
You don't want no smoke. You don't want that smoke. Deli can't freestyle like that. That's why, man. Yeah, let's move on. I ain't finna go in. I ain't got no issues with Deli, so I'm just gonna leave it at that.
This will probably be a really quick segment. Sports, you got anything? You want to talk about?
Hey man,
go ahead.
Fuck Brady. Fuck y'all saying he to go. Yeah, he good. Yeah, all right. But the defense. Fuck that whole game,
dude. That was a beautiful defensive game for the Bucks, man. I hated to see the Chiefs go out like that just because I was planning on the Chiefs winning because I wanted to have Will on so he could talk his shit. But
right,
yeah,
and you know, fuck Brady. I was cool. I don't know if it was me and you on here. I said either way, even if the Buccaneers win, that's a win for AB. He got the everybody shutting up now. He got that ring. He came back and got that damn ring though. Ain't that a bitch? For like the people that was hating on him, he ain't said not a word all year. He even got a touchdown pass. And fuck that dude Gronk. I don't like that punk ass motherfucker. Hey, over there dancing like you man, shut up. You somebody, but fuck you still.
Hey, hold up, dude. You know what I noticed on this week? The past week after the Super Bowl, people who are LeBron fans are not fans of Tom Brady.
Man, speaking of LeBron, man, hold up. That's my dude. That's my favorite player, dog. What is going on with the fake hits, man? You can't be embarrassing us like this.
Nigga, that flop, that motherfucking flop was so
hey. Stupid. Yeah, nobody even touch you, man. Come on, man. I can't have you out here looking like Kuzma.
Look at all
was last year. Yeah, you can't be doing that, bro, man. Come on, man. I can't defend that. I saw it too. If I defended that, I look stupid just like you did doing the damn move. I can't do this shit, man. Stop. I can't say nothing. You got me speechless. Motherfuckers making fun of you. Like, what the fuck is he doing? I'm like, I can't. I can't defend this shit. I can't defend it. You right.
You gotta sit on your hands on the sidelines, like,
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that was fake as shit. That was some wrestling moves right there.
Oh, shit.
That boy, he cued the wrong thing. I'm surprised somebody made no internet dance video over it or some kind of beat remix to it.
That motherfucker said, I saw somebody on Twitter said that Bron tried to hit one of them WWE 2K aerial moves and wasn't nobody in the ring.
Oh, man. Hey, bro. Hey, man, stop that shit. And they gave him the file, too. I'm like, did y'all not watch this video? The cameras must be different on this. Did somebody edit the video that we saw? That's what I'll try to find out. How you get that file shot?
It's because he's LeBron, though. He's LeBron, and people be like, nope, you already gave it to him, so go ahead and do it. These refs are scared. Refs are scared of Super Bowl superstar players.
I see. I thought I was going to watch the Super Bowl game. Like, dang. Like, both teams was holding, okay, but you only call it more on the anyways, man, because you know the other people going to be mad, like, oh, you just hating. I'm sick of it. Look, man. Man. I'm sick of because y'all motherfuckers hate. I don't hate the Buccaneers. Like, I was cool. Like, AB on the team, everything like that. I ain't hating on the team. I was just saying, look, we all watch the same game, but now I'm a hater. Why is that even a term? That's how you know somebody like that. You just a hater. Like, oh, okay. Somebody said that to me in the fucking comic book. I'm a hater now. But okay. Why is that the thing, man? What is with that?
You've been waiting to get off.
Why am I? Like, how can I be the hater? Like,
oh, shit.
Like, come on, man. What is with that? Why is it the deflate? I don't call nobody no hater. I'm like, I defend it. I tell you why it was bad or good. But then you can't even tell me either or. You just call me a hater. And you don't watch football. Okay. I don't watch football like that. No. I read comic books like that. Yeah, but man, look, what you got to say?
My fault. I just went on mute because I was letting you go. I was overheard crying, dog. That was like a motherfucking stand up routine or something. Like, you just took.
Man, dog, I'm tired of that. People just want to call you certain. They deflecting and they don't want to like prove their point or whatever.
Yeah. Nah, I'm with you. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. Speaking of comic books and stuff, you want to go ahead and go into entertainment and hit this WandaVision finale?
Hey man, it wasn't a finale though, was it?
Or like, I guess like season one finale or what?
We still got some more episodes left.
For real?
Yeah, it's 9 episodes.
I thought it was only 6.
No, it's 9. Man, okay. If this was 6, then this was trash. I'm sorry. Like I don't want no. That's a terrible cliffhanger. Because they building up, they still building up. Don't build up and then go off. That better not be the season finale.
My fault.
Ooh. So I ain't really dog WandaVision when it's coming. I already knew, like I said, we already said it started off slow, and the era of the TV shows back then ain't really us. Like, I don't care. You can say you watch this shit, Green Acres and all that shit all day long as a kid. That show hit different as a kid versus now, in my opinion. I kind of kept quiet on the show, and I just gave my opinions of what's going to happen later on. And these cats that was like blatantly dogging the show outright and stuff like that, oh, now it's good. They was fans from the beginning.
Oh, you talking about that's what they saying? Oh,
yeah. I'm
still saying this shit trash.
Oh, they saying it's good now because something that happened on episode was, I think it's episode 5 or 4.
Dude, we can go ahead and talk about it, man. Spoiler alert. Yeah, Quicksilver came back, but they brought Silver from the Fox X-Men movies.
And that blew up the scene, dog. I was like, oh, I knew this show was good, man. I knew it. I'm like, shut your bitch ass up.
But you know what, though? The thing about it is, I don't have any problem with them bringing that particular version of Quicksilver on there because this show goofy as fuck. So he actually is the best character on this motherfucker.
Now, episode 6, he was in it more, like, acting-wise.
Yeah.
He should have been on this show since episode 1. Because he had all the flavor.
Yeah, he the only fucking character who fit on the damn show because he goofy as shit.
Right. And I'm like, I just want to know did she open up the multiverse? Those are my questions. Because they both are confused right now with each other.
I would assume she did, though. You know, and that's the reason why he came on to her. Because what other particular reason is there to bring that specific actor on to play Quicksilver?
They're trying to say this Mephisto. I'm like, that can't be the damn devil. If he it is, then more power to y'all. But I can't see it. I think that's Quicksilver. She opened up the multiverse. And the only reason why I'm going with that is because the damn Doctor Strange movie is about the multiverse. Fucking Spider-Man movie is about the multiverse.
They trying to hurry up and beat DC to that multiverse shit. They're like, fuck that Flash movie. We first.
Right. And well, if you listen to this before you watch any more of them YouTube videos, apparently I got word that somebody been spoiling WandaVision and them YouTube videos trying to explain what's going on. Like real spoilers. Like shit that's actually happening in the episodes. So somebody messaged me and got me hip to it. He's like, man, don't watch the videos. Just found out they spoilers. And then Disney Plus, they so damn goofy. They been spoiling the show the whole time.
So what videos are you talking about? Was they just like videos of things that predict what's going to happen in the next episode?
Yeah, but they actually got like real like information of what's going on. Like what's about to happen in the next episode. They just spoiling the shit. I like talking amongst us. So I talked to Will about it, but like them cats and that group, I don't know. Some of them cool to talk to. Some of them just be off their rocker. I don't get what's wrong with them.
Off their rocker?
Mm-hmm. But I do agree with the one dude in the group. I agree that they need a Woo, Darcy, and Monica TV show. That'd be dope.
Hey man, I don't know what the fuck I would do with myself if they had my two boos on there, man. They had Tiana Parrish and Kat Dennegans.
Woo, man, she got naked photos on the internet too from a few years ago.
Oh, I love her. Oh, dog, come on, dog. You know I've been viewed them. I ain't save them though because they ain't the right thing to do. But I did look.
God, yeah, always been down with Kat.
Hey man.
Everything she been in.
Hey man,
she's been funny too.
I perked up when they brought her back. I was like, hold up now.
Right. Now we getting somewhere. Like, hell yeah.
business and picked up, as good old JR would say.
Right. What else? So the Wild Division. I mean, to me, it's getting there. Like, it's not terrible. Like, the first two episodes wasn't my type of era TV shows. Like, I watched it back then. I mean, as you can say, we didn't know any better. Because you ain't going to sit there and watch some shows now, are you?
Hell no. Fuck no.
You wish it? I tried. I mean, I watched The Golden Girls, though. That show classic.
Dude, I told you I can't even watch Family Matters no more because I'm just like, dude, I've long surpassed this era of television.
Really? I see. I went through a whole season of that. I feel you, though. I can see it. But it better not be the end of the season. That'd be dumb on their part to do that.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. I don't remember seeing somebody say it was only going to be 6 episodes, but I could be wrong.
Real quick, though. That Falcon and Winter Soldier, what you think about that trailer?
Oh, dog, I'm ready. I'm ready.
And Sharon Carter in that bitch?
I'm ready, yes.
That blonde-haired girl? Yeah.
Bring it. I want that motherfucker to be nonstop action from the first scene.
And Secret Agent Man in there? Or is it Secret Agent? I can't remember.
What? Who?
Secret Agent. The dude that looked like Captain America, but he had the star on it. I think it was his left side.
It's U.S. Agent.
Yeah, U.S. agent. Hey, man, look, see, you're going to have you sit up here explaining it to you. You could correct me.
No, man, I know who you talking about. Secret agent, man. Who the fuck?
Hey, you remember that song, Secret Agent, man?
Yeah.
That's my fault, y'all. I'm slacking. One of them days. Like Mary. What else? That Justice League trailer, though.
What you think about it, dog?
So they gave Steppenwolf a new outfit. I see you look a little bit better.
I still don't like the way Steppenwolf looks, though. I still don't
like. He's like a grown man. He wasn't no monster looking dude, was he? I don't remember him looking like that. I thought he had like a red beard. Like,
I still would have preferred if they would have like just not green screened the fuck out of him and put all them effects on him and just had like an actual person, kind of like you see an actual person's face with just like makeup on playing him. I do like the way that Darkseid, I like the way Darkseid looks. And I keep telling y'all, that is the early version of Darkseid.
But he still look menacing, though. He don't look goofy.
He still look menacing, and he's still big as shit. He's still bigger than everybody.
They should have jumped him off from the start, because I wanted to see the comparisons between him and Thanos in these movies, because Thanos, to me, was this. The buildup was trash for me for him.
Did you notice something at the end of the trailer, how they putting Snyder out in front of this? He nope, this is Zack Snyder's Justice League. I was like, oh, they sitting it up, so if this motherfucker tank, they gonna be like, yep, it was his fault.
And ain't gonna tank, though, man. That Superman scene in there where his eyes was, I don't know what that better not be no dream scene either.
Man, I like the whole tone of it too, because it kind of reminds me of Watchmen, which I fucking love the Watchmen movie.
Yeah, Watchmen was dope. And then I watched the damn uncut version. It was like 4 hours long.
Yeah.
I'm kind of digging Jared Leto's. I hope they go somewhere with it after this movie, but apparently there ain't gonna be no Justice League 2. WB ain't interested in it.
Man, but that all depends on how this fucking, if this movie, man, if this movie do numbers, I think they gotta at least entertain it.
Ever since AT&T bought out Time Warner, man, they just been on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. WB and MSX, dog. And you know, them cats was coming out on Joss Whedon, too. And I was like, yeah, see, y'all thought Ray Fisher was over there tripping, huh?
Right.
Buffy came out. All the girls on that show were like, yeah, he's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
His only good movie was The Avengers.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you was about to say something bad about the original Avengers movie.
I mean, it wasn't my cup of tea, but you know, it's still, if we gonna say what's his best movie, then yeah, I'll give you that one. It was all right. It was a solid 5.2 out of 10.
So I've just been going back and watching Marvel movies, man, just to see. But I watch them like a few times, and maybe I'm tripping. I watched Far From Home. You know, the movie still.
Where'd you but Far From Home at? Well,
it's on Epix.
Oh, okay. All right.
He has his spider sense, but like I was telling Will, I feel like he had his spider sense more in Civil War. Mm-hmm. But he was using his spider sense in this movie just a little bit. You could see it. It just didn't like pop out at you. Like he was like, oh, somebody's here. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he's around. Like he can only hear. Like I was like, I guess he can't sense like the mechanical stuff that Mysterio has, because it doesn't come off as a threat.
Yeah.
But only if somebody attacking him, I guess. I don't know, but why? I guess if he not focused, it don't pop up. But I didn't think he had to be focused. I thought it just went off. Yeah. Anyways, like when he got hit by that subway, how do you know that motherfucking train wasn't coming?
Man, look.
That shit still didn't click. I was like,
Tom Holland weak, man.
They need to beef his character up, because I'm tired of his villains being stronger than, like, old Marvel power than he is.
Nah, you know what I want? I want one of them villains to kill his ass. Fuck all that. Fuck the dumb shit.
Start that brand new day.
Yo, everybody, let's go ahead and get it over with, man. Rip that Band-Aid off.
Right.
I know you got to go, so I do want to go ahead and just hit my throwback of the week. It is coming from New Orleans. It's by my man Chopper. Chopper Style, featuring Master
Chopper
P.
Chopper Style. Yeah, all right.
He was talking that grown man shit up in there, too. He was like, he want an independent woman and she working with something.
Mm-hmm. Shit, you know what? Before I go, here go my throwback movie. Y'all don't even have to watch this movie. But if you want to email in and talk trash about this movie, please do. I'm going to start out by saying, rest in peace to Lil Saint. I know you know what that throwback movie is.
Go ahead, man.
You know what I'm about to say.
Oh, yeah, man. Go ahead.
You got served. Hey, man. That was the dumbest dance movie.
If you can see my motherfucking face right now.
Ever. That's what I want people to come talk about this movie, man. You had... How y'all best friends, brothers, at the beginning of the movie, this dude don't show up. You get your ass beat. You ain't wait on a dude. You doing things at your time when you told your man's it's going to be at this time. So that's what he waiting on. So he doing his thing. He busy right now. Getting his Mac on. But, oh, no, you going to move it up. Like, oh, we got to do this now. And he answer his phone because that's not the time you told him. He can't just jump. And then you get your ass beat. And now you, like, mad at this dude the whole movie for nothing. Like, you automatically mad at this dude. Then we get to the end of the movie and y'all best friends again. Oh, now I'm smiling. I wiped the mad face. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'll stop you when you say something wrong. You could so far.
And we know why Raz B was in that movie next to Marcus Houston.
And but, here we go.
Yeah. Let's
and this I'll is let y'all to stop.
I believe it up to imagination for y'all.
Please don't imagine.
I'm gonna tell you, y'all keep saying Omarion a good dancer and all this. I ain't saying he can't dance. He can only dance if somebody show him the moves. He ain't like no Chris Brown or nothing.
He ain't no freestyler.
No, he cannot freestyle. I saw this dude freestyle dance with my band Moose from Step Up 2. You know what I'm talking about? On the video, I was like, man, get your punk ass off this dude video. You cannot freestyle. I don't know. You ain't know what you're doing. He can't dance unless somebody show him something. They had the nerd, and your throwback song should have been that Black Eyed Peas song, My Anxiety. That song still go hard. That's in the soundtrack.
Nigga, how you gonna tell tell me what my damn trouble.
I don't know, man. That song had me amped. I was like, yeah, but I remember they ruined the whole damn song because they didn't know how to fucking dance. That movie just trash, man. Yeah, go ahead and email us how trash it, but what y'all thoughts and opinions on that movie?
Please do. UptownEntBoys@gmail.com. We might get flooded with emails.
And join the Instagram. If y'all don't like doing a fucking email, shit, hit us up on Instagram when I post something, comment, like, all that bullshit. Yes, tell your friends, man. Come holler at us. We get more stuff to talk about and move on to other platforms and shit. Holler at us.com.
Please.
It's not a real website for y'all simple-minded motherfuckers. It's Uptown ENT Podcast. That's the I Instagram page.
The I Instagram page?
I was about to say the IG, but like I said to somebody, never mind. I want y'all to. I was writing that shit out. I ain't even gonna lie.
Hey, you know what else we can get people to do? We can have our female listeners. We can drop some support from them and just have them. We might need to put a poll on Instagram for this, but have them go on ahead and talk to you about cunnilingus.
Yeah, go ahead and do that, man. You know, I got to be a good sport, so fuck it.
All right,
I'm two tears in a bucket.
All right, man.
Talk about you. Two years old now. Y'all want to talk about some this shit. Look, man.
Shout out to you, man.
And shout out to everybody that listens and support the podcast. Even if y'all don't email in, I know y'all still out there listening, but you know what I'm saying. We just want to hear y'all thoughts and opinions, like we said before. Stay warm to y'all motherfuckers in the Midwest. It's freezing out here.
And the East Coast, too. They getting hammered.
Right, and to y'all motherfuckers in Texas getting this bad weather, just tell y'all asses in the house.
Y'all motherfuckers, this is not the weather for y'all to be trying to drive in.
Oh, God, y'all got the pile up and everything out there. Just stay home, man. Use that. Hey, this is why y'all stop using y'all sick time. Like, just soon as you get it, say that, motherfucker, for like days, like for ice days. So,
right. Yeah, man, stay safe out there. Try to stay COVID free. You're still out here. That new strain popping up places. We don't know if the vaccine worked for. Just stay safe.
Yes.
It's been Uptown ENT, and we out. Peace, Moon Crickets.
Later, motherfuckers.